Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Back in black and red tonight, the homestand continues. Sabres getting Calgary, who are coming off of another tough loss last night in Chicago. So back end of back-to-back for the Flames. Welcome in with Marty and Brian. Big show ahead. Peyton Krebs going to join us as we roll on from KeyBank Center as Buffalo looks to stack three wins in a row.
Yeah, and coming off one of their better, best, whatever you want to use, games of the season, I think that game at home was about as good as you want the team to play against the Oilers. But I go back to the Florida Panthers game where they won 3-0. Mm-hmm. I think those two games were very similar in the way that they played, in the way that they controlled the pace of play, in the way they managed the pucks and defended well. So you know, that's two. Now, there's been some better games, good games, bad games in between all of that. But I think this is where you got to start now building. It's not the start of the year yet where you're like, oh, we don't know our systems fully. We're still getting used to it. No, you know what you're supposed to do. You're almost 20 games in. This is game 20 tonight. Let's go. Like, follow up, like that third period in Detroit, that game's against the Oilers. You got to get to Calgary. They played last night. They lost to Chicago. You got Chicago on Friday. Like, I'm not just looking at the three periods tonight. I'm looking at the next six to nine periods and being some of your best hockey of the season so far.
Expecting the same lineup for Buffalo tonight, that would mean Colton Ellis again in goal.
Yep, and we discussed that yesterday and with Matthew Fairburn, and I said, the problem is that I'm always wrong when it comes to the goaltenders, and number two, there seemed to be a third option for the longest time, like for the last few years, there's always that third option. And the third option throws a wrench into what I want to, like, see happening. But now, I think Lindy Ruff realizes, number one, we got to win games. Mm-hmm. We got to start putting these points, in the standings and keep climbing. Also, got to continue to explore what is Colton Ellis. What is his workload compared to what we think he can do? How can he help the team? Like, Alex Lyon did that early in the season. I felt like it was also trying to understand and learn more about Alex Lyon and mm-hmm. the fact that he was playing really well. But now you get that same opportunity with Colton Ellis, and I'm all good for it. It's all about winning games, and you get one a very, very big game against the Flames tonight. A Flames team that doesn't score much, that doesn't get high danger chances much. You know, so you're going to have to keep that in mind and continue to play well defensively, and Colton Ellis is going to have a big job.
The coach on what he's seen from that goaltender.
It just seemed like he was ready for this opportunity. He had never really been given one. If you look at his American League numbers the year before, the save percentage and goals against, real good numbers. And, you know, I know sometimes maybe that doesn't correlate, you know, when you come up. Sometimes that goalie will come up and he might have been playing in front of a real good team in the minors, and he comes up and he's maybe not playing with as good a team in the NHL. And it's kind of a mix of, you know, what has to happen for a goalie for him to take advantage of that chance.
And, of course, as mentioned, expected to have the same lineup in front of Ellis tonight. The one thing that we certainly know and talked a lot about yesterday, the imminent return of some, and, you know, it's good to know that Jason Zucker is likely to come back on Friday. It's good to know that Zach Benson is in the soon category. So
when you go from potentially week to week to day to day to soon, that's always like the progression. We don't have the same kind of injury updates as the NFL, where there's probable, questionable, full participant, you know, in practice. But I think when you get a coach that says, well, Zucker is potentially an option for Friday night, and that Benson is soon, so you're getting some reinforcement. And this is a time where I feel like the team is finally playing a little bit better.
So is that good or bad?
Well, it's good. It's good because I think those guys Good for the guys that are doing well, because now you're going to have internal competition and you're going to have to push each other. But also good for the team to know that because at any moment in the NHL, you always are like kind of, you know, a week away, a few games away from having a little dip. And you need the new players to come in. You need reinforcements to come in. So I think it's really good to be playing that well now over the last four periods, the third period in Detroit and the three against the Oilers, and to know that you have Calgary tonight and you have reinforcements coming to keep everybody going and keep winning games.
Right, and Norris obviously continues to progress, but no time frame for his return yet. Same can be said for Danforth and Kulik. But Kesselring was the update yesterday, and even that was still, I would call it, out indefinitely, because they're not giving weeks other than saying it will be weeks. They're not giving a number on those weeks, so I think it's best to just say out indefinitely.
So when you have like Benson and you say soon, you're like, yes, soon could mean in an hour, in 2 days, you don't know. So with Kesselring, it was he'll miss some time.
Weeks was the yesterday. He's going to be out a long time.
Yes. Yeah, so you're like, okay. I did run into Michael Kesselring down below earlier. He's still in good spirits, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, I want this guy to come back fully healthy, because he hasn't been fully healthy from the start of the year, and to have the impact that I know he can. And now maybe this is a bad health-wise start to the season for him. Everything that could happen wrong happened wrong. But maybe there's a little bit of time now to just, you know, let everything fall into place and then just come back the player that we know he can be. Again, I don't like to use injuries and say maybe there's a silver lining in it, but maybe there's a silver lining for him to just have a reset and start back fresh when he's healthy to go.
And without Kesselring right now, and with the return of Dahlin over the last two games, there's been production from the captain and production from Byram.
Yes.
How do you look at the group without Kesselring, based on everything you just said, and the pairings that we're seeing, which is Samuelson and Dahlin, and obviously Byram at the moment with Timmins?
I really like Byram and Timmins together. I know that, you know, Timmins has had a couple of turnovers in games that, but I think those two work well together. And Byram has skated about as good as I've seen him skate. with a Sabres uniform since he's been here. Like, he is in the offensive zone on the left side. He sneaks into the right, but he also knows that if they lose puck possession, he's got the momentum to come back. He has been really good. And we've seen Byram get caught a couple of times earlier this year where guys would slide in behind him, right? Mm-hmm. But I think with Timmins, like, Byram is never the last guy back. So there's always another layer. So if Byram has guys behind him a little bit, there's Timmins right there. And Byram skating allows him to come back and be able to recover. Now, you know, if you're the last guy back and you get beat, then it's a different story. But I've really liked Bo Byram, especially here recently when put with Connor Timmins. That was in Detroit, right? In Detroit, we saw Dahlin go back with Samuelson when Dahlin came back. Byram with Timmins, and then it was power with Kesselring. Now we're getting power in Bryson. But I think your top four right now as constructed is having an impact in game that is significant, and I like that. I like that from the top four.
And they're up against a Calgary team that, as was the case last year, even though they got within a point of making the playoffs, they just can't score.
No.
They did rally last night from a deficit against the Hawks, only to end up falling 5-2. They score 2.1 goals per game. We've talked about the Sabres being down a little bit offensively from last year, but they're at 2.9. Like, I mean,
it's almost a full goal.
Right, from not the two greatest, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Buffalo's not, well, they're in okay shape offensively. They clearly still have more to give, and maybe that, you know, changes health-wise, but they have put up 10 over the last two games. But when you're looking at Calgary here tonight, and we're going to see them again when the Flames host Buffalo on December 8th, yeah. So let me phrase it to you this way, because it feels like change is inevitable in Calgary based on the hole that they have dug themselves to start this year. They are 5-13-3.
Mm-hmm.
That includes winning on opening night, but then winning only four times in the 20 games since.
Yes.
So who's most likely to not be a Flame by the time the Sabres play them again in 3 weeks?
Well,
or if you would like to extend that window out to
I'll
the trade deadline.
I'll extend it to the trade deadline, but I think that at any time now, if you're the Calgary Flames, you could say, we're open for business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's two players that people are going to call on first and really kick tires on. One is Rasmus Anderson. I think that it's always going to be the number one target in Calgary, defenseman that can move the puck, that can have an offensive type of game. He scored last night, you know. So I look at Rasmus Anderson and I look at Nazem Kadri. Those are the two guys for me that could very much be in a different organization by the time the Sabres play them again in December or by the trade deadline. Those would be the first two. Now, if Calgary
You don't know who my first is, right?
I'm going to ask you in a second, but but I don't know if Calgary's like, no, we're not moving them. Then you got to go to the second layer, right?
They have
you
to move them.
They have
don't
to
they?
Move them. They have
if
to
If those
them.
Players, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they have to move them. I really feel that. So who's your number one guy?
Guess.
Let me see. I am going to go with Sharon Govich.
Oh, my gosh. You don't know me.
I just figured I was going to throw a name out there.
Who's the only two-time cup winner on their roster?
The only two-time cup winger on their
And I'm
roster.
Saying that without doing the research. I'm trusting my instincts.
Ryan Lundberg?
No.
Didn't he win two in Florida? Or
no.
Just one? He only won one in Florida. I'm going through the list right now.
It's a tough exercise.
Blake Coleman.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry.
Coleman.
He won two in Tampa. It's
yes.
been so far removed that I'm like, I forgot about
he's
that.
He's had one playoff experience with Calgary yes. since being there.
Seven
he
goals
has
this year.
$4.9 million remainder of this year and next. Limited no trade. 10-team limit.
Mm-hmm.
I think Blake Coleman will be incredibly sought after.
I could see that.
And you know, it's not necessarily here because here we are talking about this glut of forwards now because the young guys, you know what I mean? And there's still so many.
That would have to be a 4-for-1.
It's crazy. I mean, if Buffalo, you know, was I don't even know how to say it. Like, I mean, because I really do think they like what they're seeing from their young guys right now. So does it make any sense to move some of those young guys in a package for Coleman based on where they're sitting right now? But, I mean, keep in mind, Buffalo wins tonight. Likelihood that they are amongst, like, 11 teams separated by 2 points in the Eastern Conference. So everybody's in this together here through the quarter mark of the NHL season. All I'm saying is if you have forgotten what Blake Coleman did in those two runs with Tampa, I think dollar for dollar, like his value, like 4.9 in today's world, like it was mildly steep when Calgary signed him, but now it's an incredible bargain. He'll get you between 15 to 22 goals in all likelihood. Yes, he had an outlier 30 goal season, but
20 goals is good.
And I get it. Sometimes the hits button gets hit a little bit more in the playoff time, so the totals run up. Yeah. Blake Coleman was like a 300 to 400 hits per season guy in the playoffs when Tampa was winning. That's what he brings, and the fact that he's still...
Cal Clutterbuck and Casey Cizikas.
Cal wasn't doing... I mean, yes, he was doing it in the playoffs, but not winning in the playoffs
like
Coleman.
Like
you know what I mean? So,
and
and
what do you need in the playoffs? You need depth. And you need, so I look at Kadri. I think Kadri, when he was brought into Colorado, was a perfect third-line center. Mm-hmm. But he played above that, and then he signed in Calgary, and then ended up being a big ticket. But I think Kadri could be a 2C/3C if you bring him in. But really, if you bring him in for a third-line center, your matchups are way better with Kadri in your lineup. Blake Coleman with Tampa, they had a line of Coleman, Yanni Gord, and Barkley Goodrow. Mm-hmm. That was like, because the year before they got pushed around a little bit, they didn't have the depth. They're like, we got to bring some guys that have that sandpaper aspect, and boom. That addition and that third line made things happen. Pittsburgh had Carl Hagelin with Nick Bonino and Phil Kessel. A different type of third line, but that's what brought Pittsburgh to back-to-back Stanley Cups as well. So I think you're dead on with Blake Coleman. I think that, yes, the two shinier objects are maybe Kadri and Rasmus Anderson, mm-hmm. but there's going to be a team in April that's going to say, we got Blake Coleman, and we are a much better playoff team now because of him.
Buffalo might be going against former Amerik Devin Cooley tonight. We will wait on that. Anytime goal scorers for the Sabres against a Flames team that allows just over 3 goals a game, Dustin Wolf has done almost as much as he could possibly do with getting very little run support. So who are your anytime goal scorers here tonight?
I'm going with Tage Thompson for 4 games in a row. I think he's been on a different path since being moved to center in the Colorado game. He did get an empty net goal to keep it going against the Edmonton Oilers, but I like him driving to the middle. And look, the Flames... yes, I know that we focus on the offense for the Flames because they're 32nd, and they're 32nd in a lot of categories. But they last night against Chicago, they chased. Like, they were, like, in the defensive zone. Chicago took advantage of that. I think Tage is going to be able to get his looks tonight.
I'll go with Jack Quinn for his first in 13 games. It's all part of this homestand for the Sabres that continues tonight and then continues on Friday night when the Hawks roll in. Again, it's going to be a back-to-back situation for them. They'll have hosted Seattle the night before, and the homestand closes out on Sunday with Carolina in for an afternoon game on Sunday before Buffalo plays one on the road, and that is in Pittsburgh the night before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So all that being said, opportunity for you to build out your 5-game pack right now and do so, obviously, by heading to sabres.com. Love to see you here at KeyBank Center as we get rolling through this homestand and then into the holiday season. Now, as far as the poll, by the way, today, Buffalo and Calgary.
Love it. I love it.
Well, then lead us off. Lead us into temptation, if you will.
Okay, temptation. Let me bring my sheet up because I have to make sure that I say it properly. And plus my
bro,
internet
bro,
went
it's
down.
On your screen.
No, my internet went down a little bit.
Who is the greatest player ever to have played for both the Sabres and Flames?
I know, but I wanted the results. So I had to go right to Oh, I see it. So my Zoom went down, Duffer. I don't have the Zoom on. Okay, who is the greatest player to have played for both the Flames and the Sabres? Three options and a, you know, other. So Phil Housley, Grant Fuhr, Doug Gilmore, and other. Other, obviously, put in your suggestions there. I went for Phil Housley. I know that Grant Fuhr and Doug Gilmore are potentially, probably, most likely, better overall player. They're all Hall of Famers, but maybe better players than Phil Housley. But I look at Sabres and Flames. I know it says greatest player to have played for both, but for me, I take that as on the Sabres and the Flames. Who were the guy that has the bigger impact for both of these clubs, and it is Phil Housley, 100% for that. But I think if you'd ask me who is out of those three the greatest player, I think I'd go Grant Fuhr.
He's got the most cups. Not even a question.
Who would you go with?
Well, probably Grant.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it comes down to cups, ultimately, in a situation like this.
Yeah, I mean, Doug Gilmore was really good, and his time in Calgary was significant, too.
It was significant for the Leafs.
It was
because the Leafs fleeced them.
Yeah, in that trade. Yeah. Yes, they definitely.
You know, I was on the plane. I was in college at the time of the deal. I was home for Christmas, and I was flying back home or flying back out to Calgary.
Yeah.
And a large number of the particulars in that 10-player deal were
on
the plane that I was on.
You had your first scoop and you didn't know.
No, I don't.
It was after the fact.
I definitely wasn't getting the info on
your phone. But he did. Doug Gilmore did win a cup in Calgary before going to Toronto.
The only cup in Calgary.
The only cup that he won in Calgary, and then.
No, I meant the only cup Calgary.
Calgary, but with Doug, I mean, his impact in Buffalo. I love playing with him. You know, he came in at a time where maybe we would have had a run. You know, we didn't have Michael Pekka all season. He was holding out. Dave Andrechuk came back. Dom was good. Just happens that Darius Kasparaitis somehow scored from just inside the blue line, and that was the end of it for Game 7.
Amerks are on the road tonight in Lehigh Valley. Consta Hellenius had the last game winner for them in the third period in Saturday night's game. That was on the heels of a Riley Fiddler-Schultz OT winner the night before. So the Amerks try to keep it rolling before returning home to Blue Cross Arena on Friday, which will be Hockey Fights Cancer Night. Around the league, boy, oh, boy.
Boy, oh, boy, it's true.
Okay, have at the Islanders and the Stars. But let me just say, because I said something yesterday that probably no one has ever heard me say on the show, and that was I think the Islanders might be the most exciting team in the East to watch right now. They won again last night. They are 5-1. On their current 7-game road trip. They are authoring one of the best stretches of hockey this NHL season has seen so far.
So, and the games that they've had to play, they had to go to Utah and Colorado and now Dallas. It's not easy. Vegas, I think, was in there. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to go through those teams in a short period of time. And we had Shayna Goldman on last Friday, I believe it was, and she was talking about, you know, the Matthew Schaefer aspect and Patrick Roy, the players wanted to play for him. There is no better example of a coach that is going to stand up for his team and his players like Patrick Roy did last night. So it's 3-2 New York Islanders. There's 30 seconds left in the game, and the puck is going into the Islanders' zone, and Romanov goes to get the puck, and Rantanen just pushes him from behind about 7 feet away from the boards. He goes in hard, and he is down. And you know this is not a good situation. And Patrick Roy is fired up on the bench. He's yelling, and you could read his lips. He told Rantanen, you're not going to finish the game. Now, I get it. You don't want to make threats like that. But I think he's just a player fired up. And he's yelling at Glenn Gullitson on the other side. And Rantanen got a 5-minute major and a game misconduct. So he's out. But it's still a 3-2 game. Mm-hmm. And the Islanders are on the power play. And now Dallas pulls their goalie to make it 5-on-5. They get a shot on net, stop, rebound. Wyatt Johnson scores with 0.2 seconds left. David Rittich is like down and out. Stick is flying up in the air. The referee's pointing at the net. And Patrick is like, oh, he's looking at this guy. Then he looks down in the screen, and he sees that Jason Robertson had made contact with David Rittich. Well, it's not a coach's challenge because it's in the last minute of the game. So the league reviews every goal. And Riddick is yelling at the referees. Patrick is yelling at the referees. All hell's breaking loose in the last 30 seconds. Referee comes on the PA system, says after a league-initiated review, there was contact in the crease. 21 made contact with the goaltender. We have no goal on the play. And the, David Riddick is giving the fist bump like, yes, Patrick is loving it. And, yeah, I mean.
But they still lost Romanov.
They still lost Romanov.
And Rantanen gets suspended, right?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. This, look, I don't know. Like, I have to put my thinking cap on. Well, like, at first glance, I say that's a five-gamer.
Yeah, I don't.
But
think
I don't think
get
it's going to get that much. Maybe yeah. It's two or three.
Give it a little more thought. We'll circle it back when we circle back to our Sabres Live poll later on in the show. That's on social at Sabres Live. Mm-hmm. One thing from last night, dazzling again, the kids. But we'll start with Celebrini.
Oh.
This was something. It unfortunately, he had already scored twice before I turned it on, and so I was watching San Jose try to nurse this two-goal lead.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, October Askarov showed up in the third period and allowed the tying goal. So
October Askarov.
It was unfortunate, but it was all about Celebrini, and the Sharks survived long enough to get to overtime, mm-hmm. and that's where Celebrini mm-hmm. delivers the hat trick again. And this, folks, was not only his hat trick, which, incredibly, and Celebrini didn't want to talk about this, there are four teenagers in the history of the game that have got to 30 points in 20 or fewer games. Gretzky, Lemieux, Crosby, and now Celebrini.
Crazy.
It's unbelievable. He's like, this is the first I'm hearing of it, and I don't want to talk about it. But the crazy thing was, it was just like the previous weekend when the scoring race went into overdrive with the kids, because Celebrini did this on the heels of Bedard having a hat trick again last night against Calgary.
So that's why it's so crazy, because we've seen it now multiple times this year where you're like, can't stop watching Celebrini, and he keeps climbing and he keeps scoring, and then you're like, wait, Connor Bedard's over here, and look, Connor Bedard had three very, very different goal. One, it was he got his feet going. Dustin Wolf misplayed a puck, and he got a one-hand stick on it, 5-0. One was a fantastic shot, a laser over the blocker, and we know Connor Bedard has that shot. And one was a very Connor Bedard empty netter type goal. He lost the puck twice, battled back to get it, and then shot it from about 130 feet in the middle of the net. So, yes, the kids are all right. That stat on Celebrini, by the way, to know that Crosby, Lemieux, and Gretzky are the only one teenager to have gotten to 30 points in 20 or less games, that is unreal, and that's how good Macklin Celebrini has been. And Matthew Schaefer has been awesome with the Islanders, maybe part of the excitement there. Connor Bedard, so exciting, and Chicago will see him on Friday. It has been fun to watch this these kids getting it going.
Yeah, and they're right behind Nathan MacKinnon for the goal-scoring lead as well. Nate sits on 14, and a whole slew, including Celebrini and Bedard, are sitting at 14. Peyton Krebs is coming up here. Of course, it's a game day. Buffalo hosting Peyton's hometown team, the Calgary Flames. And we have had so much fun watching the build-up to Thanksgiving.
Oh,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Yeah, and the butter dish.
If you're familiar with the end result of the butter dish shoot, you'll probably enjoy these as we head to break.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
And you know what the best part is, Bo?
What?
Butter dish. Sorry, let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Are you tired of getting butter all over? Yeah, I can't even speak. I'm only got me. Hi, I'm Ryan McLeod.
And I'm Bo Byram. And boy, do we have a top shelf solution to all your butter troubles.
That's right, Bo. Introducing.
But what? Oh.
Great question. Sorry. Great question, but no. Butter dish will keep your hands
Sounds delicious. Finally, you can have silky mitts without all the greasy butter.
You said it.
Finally, you can have silky mitts without all the buttery grease.
You said it. I know we mentioned more than bucks at the
Finally, you can have silky mitts without all the buttery grease.
You said it, pal. Be sure to get your butter dish.
Butter hurry. Butter dish will go fast. Be there to get yours. Get yours before it's gone.
Butter dish.
Awesome. That's a wrap on butter dish.
Yeah. It is good.
It's going to look like a complete clown.
Back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
As we celebrate Native American Heritage Month, we are proud to feature our special edition jersey auction presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. We were displaying them the other night as the Sabres hosted the Oilers and rolled to victory. We mentioned the auction, which is on now. It closes November 23rd at 9 p.m., and all proceeds will benefit the Western Door Hockey Program. This is really a great, great fundraising initiative, and we'd encourage you to place your bid by visiting sabres.com/auction. Peyton Krebs with us here on game day. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Great. Yeah, good.
The mustache is coming in nice. I like it.
Yep.
Have kinda. You trimmed it a little bit?
Like
it
is.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't know if my wife really likes it, but.
Well, okay. Did the Oilers like it? Is that why they were going after you the other night?
Apparently not. They don't like mustaches. They don't like Movember. They don't like November. So.
Let me ask you this, because I'm torn between the new, like, you know, dress code, no dress code thing. Mm-hmm. But I've loved pretty much all of your looks walking in, like the denim, you know. The, have you put a lot of thought into it, or just, you know,
no.
You go with whatever's in the closet?
Yeah, I don't really have, like, Tomer style-esque, you know. So I just either
you,
wear...
I think I'm putting you a little bit ahead. Like,
really?
You can tell him that.
You have to tell him that,
he's going
to
be angry, but yes,
no,
I'm putting you up.
I mean, he has quite the style. It's good. But I'm either, like, a suit or just jeans and jeans. That's about it.
Have you had the cowboy boots on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I noticed that, too. Yeah. That's when you get the head-to-toe look. I really like
Canadian
that.
Canadian tuxedo.
That's right.
Do they the boots come from a specific place that is you're partial to?
No, actually, these boots that I wear, my uncle gave me them, so that was good. My belt, one of my buddies made.
Nice.
He's Will Harris. Shout out to Will. Made me a nice belt, so, yeah.
Where do we find Will?
In Okotoks, Alberta.
Okotoks, beautiful. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, last game. Is that, like, your identity type game, the role you play, and does it feel like you have more of an impact coming out of games like that where it's just a noticeable physical impression on the opposition?
Yeah, I think for me it's just about battling hard, playing hard. I want to try to play a playoff style hockey all year long, and that's kind of what I want to bring into you know, when we make the playoffs. You know, a physical game. I go into battles and guys don't want to be there. That's kind of my goal, and you know, creating offense that way, and you know, it's playing good D to allow myself to get offense.
Now, Lindy has used you in many different ways this year, like wing, center, up, lower, like everywhere, and in games it has changed a lot. How do you adjust to, you know, getting your numbers called in game with a different line or in a different role at, you know, in the third period or whatnot? How does that, you know, change your approach, or maybe it doesn't? You tell me.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I should try to be as you know, adversatile as possible. Yeah. I want to be a guy that, like you said, you can put anywhere, and you know, play in any situation. So as my career's gone on, obviously I've tried to adapt to that, and you know, coming in, I probably wouldn't have told Nia that I could do that, but you know,
coming in, you'd have said I'm a top line center. Like, come on.
Which I still want to be, you know, and trying to get better every day. But I just want to be a player that can help make the team win, and that's the biggest thing. I want to, you know, be an impact player, and that's how I've had to do it. And I'm willing to do that. NHL is a great place to play. I love being here, and you know, I'm willing to do anything to stay.
Who or what was responsible for you adjusting your role and finding your way here in this league?
I think just wanting to be in the NHL. I'll do anything. I don't think there is a specific thing. It's just, you know, I think when you have the opportunity to, you know, you can play in the first line, you can play in the fourth line, you're not going to be out of the lineup. And that's the biggest thing. And then once you get up those opportunities, you know, you're more of a complete player. And I think that goes a long way with, you know, coaches and teams, and when you can play both sides of the ice. And I think just being a competitive guy, you want to, you don't like getting scored on also. So, you know, that's part of it, wanting to complete your game.
How about the locker room? I mean, I would love to be in the locker room and watch all of you and see who's vocal, who's not. But what has your role been in the locker room now that you've been here a few years and people respect you for what you've brought in and the way that you play?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's obviously the NHL. There's, you know, I've been here a few years, but there's been guys a lot longer around the league. And I just try to add my bits and pieces here and there. I think I try to motivate guys to, you know, battle harder or do the little things, and just keep the positive energy. I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs is what I've learned. You know, it's a long season, so the ebbs and flows are crazy. I feel that on a daily basis, and guys do too. So I'm just trying to keep it light, keep it positive. And making sure guys that believe in the process, because, you know, you look in a single game segment, it feels like you, you know, have lost it all, and all of a sudden you win two and you're back in the playoff picture. Yep. So, you know, just trying to stay on that course and believe in each other.
Have you talked to Jeep lately? Like, is he been checking up on you? Because I know, like, he never lets his players go. He's always kind of, you know, arm's length reach from everything. So what is he saying, and when's the last time you talked to
Jeep? Yeah, I haven't talked to him for a little bit here. I know he was getting his team ready in Victoria there. So I know Benny also chats with him too. Yep. So, no, Jeep, he was a great coach for me. Obviously a veteran player in the NHL, 1,200 games. So any tips and bits I can get from him is it goes a long way for me, and he's helped me a lot in my career. Obviously, was my junior coach, and always loved chatting with him.
He looks so good. We saw him this summer for the Sabres alumni golf tournament, and I'm like, Jeep, like, you look the same when you played 20 years ago. Yeah. He could probably play again.
No, he'd always do the bag skates with us in junior. So that just says, and
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, he's in the gym more than most guys. That's for sure.
Awesome.
Marty and I were wondering at the end of the second period the other night when you got into it with Podkolzin, did the referee maybe not do you any favors?
Yeah. What was that guy doing?
It felt like you got released maybe a little late to the or the other guy released a little early.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything obviously to the ref did a good job, but I just say I was ready to go, and then I thought we were done, and then we weren't. Yeah, so I got it there, but it's fun. I enjoyed it. It was a good time. He gave me some good punches in the head, that's for sure.
That's part
that's
of it.
That's never a good thing, but that's fun, yeah.
I suppose you anticipated it after having previously hit McDavid, but what is, like, your typical understanding of the timeline in that situation? Because there was no real response when you made the hit, and I turned to Marty and said, oh, look at this, like, no big response, and then 5 minutes later we're talking about what we're talking about now.
Yeah, I didn't really think it was, like, I didn't really feel like that big of a hit, but apparently it was. Mm-hmm. And then that's what I think guys saw on the ice, to be honest. But I think guys on the bench maybe saw it, and a few minutes later when they got out with me, wanted a little piece of me. So that's fair. They're sticking up with the teammates. I would do the same thing. So, no, it's fun.
So, Calgary tonight, they played last night. You know, Friday is Chicago. They play on Thursday night. You're kind of getting a couple of teams on the second end of back-to-back. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a spot in the calendar where you could say, hey, we can take advantage of advantage of teams. So, what's the goal, something that fans should be looking for in the first 5-10 minutes for you guys, something you may have talked about and say, hey, this is how we're going to bring our A game against the Flames?
Yeah, I think just continuing to do what we did against Edmonton. I think our starts are have been up and down. I think that's really important tonight, getting out to a good start. You know, I think whether that's getting a lot of shots, making sure our pace is high, that's very important. I think if we can get off to a good start and continue that, obviously in a back-to-back, you're not going to have as much legs. And if we can get going early, it's going to be hard for them to keep up.
How's family life?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
No, daughter's flying around. Wife's good. Life's good. So
you talk about the wife and the mustache. How's the daughter liking the mustache?
I don't know.
Is she reaching for it?
One day when I shave it, we'll see what she thinks. So.
She won't. Yeah. She'll have to give you the double look.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah, no, we'll see. We'll see.
Good luck tonight. Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks to Peyton for joining us. We've got, obviously, our Learn to Play program that we've been encouraging you to get involved in. It includes a full set of gear, 6 weeks of instruction, and a ticket voucher presented by WellNow Urgent Care. No experience needed. You can upgrade to Team Tuck, and your child can skate at KeyBank Center with Alex. Register now at sabres.com/learn-to-play. An update on our poll question and around the NHL. And, of course, a build-up to tonight's Sabres and Flames continues after this.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
2 months from today, Sabres Road Crew is back. It's in Nashville. It's going to be an afternoon watch party with Sabres fans, alumni happening in Nashville while Buffalo takes on Carolina the afternoon of Monday, January 19th. And then, of course, since you're going to be in Nashville, stick around, watch the Sabres and Predators the next night. Proceeds, of course, for these road crew parties always goes to the Sabres Foundation. Secure your spot at sabres.com/road crew. Our poll results from today, Buffalo and Calgary tonight, obviously over the history of these teams. There have been players who have played for both, so we wanted to know which of these players is the greatest to have ever played for the Sabres and Flames. Housley, Grant Fuhr, Doug Gilmore, other. It would appear Wowie Housley still leading the way.
Wowie Phil Housley is leading the way at over 50%. Doug Gilmore is second at 30%. Grant Fuhr comes in third, and others very little. I mean, Chris Drury could be on that list, but he didn't really have an impact in Calgary, and I don't think that I would put Chris Drury on the same level as those Hall of Famers, although he had a significant career. But I agree with you, what we talked about before. My first instinct is Phil Housley. Mm-hmm. My second instinct is like Grant Fuhr. But Grant Fuhr's third on the list, so people, maybe this area remembers Dougie Gilmore in Toronto and the impact that he had.
Well, both Calgary and Buffalo have hosted outdoor games from a Sabres standpoint. Winter Classic from a Flame standpoint. Heritage, yes. Classic, one of the coldest events I've ever been at. That being said, when you look at the Winter Classic jerseys for this year, who gets the early nod, Panthers or Rangers?
I like the throwback to Pavel Bure and Roberto Luongo with the Panthers and the logo, and maybe even before that.
Well, it preceded them.
John Van Beesbrook and, you know.
It's the Rats.
Scott Mellenby and all of that. You're right.
It's the inaugural Panthers look, yes.
But I think for the Winter Classic, I like the Rangers look better for an outdoor game, Winter Classic. I really think that's a really nice shade of that off-white for the Rangers. It has that old look to it. So I like the Rangers a little bit more, but I like the nod to the original Panthers logo.
Well, you're nothing if not consistent in showing your love for the Rangers. Anyway,
I thought they were going to win last night.
Avoiding
your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This date in 1999 that something very nice happened to you. Here it is.
Blue line, and it goes to center ice. 8 seconds to go. The other line is Barnes. Barnes took a shot. It gets knocked down, and Ward ran into Barnes. Dean with a long shot. Biron sends it to the side. And now we've got a pipe lamp there going after McKee after the whistle had gone, and the game came to an end. Lambert went after McKee. But the linesman sensed something was coming, and they were in there in a hurry. And now Biron and Lankow are back at center ice comparing notes. I'm sure Scott's saying, good game, Marty. You got yourself a shutout. Rewards to that effect.
Lambert. Jay McKee knew what was coming, too. He was prepared for Lambert. And of course, this sets the stage for the game tomorrow night. Back in Buffalo, Martin Biron with a shutout tonight. His first career shutout. Maxim Afinogenov with a big night. 2 goals and 1 assist for Buffalo. And the Sabres now a very favorable schedule.
Well, it's a good thing you only faced 18 shots. Yeah. It appeared you lost. You didn't bring your chest protector that night.
Dude, I look so little up top.
There's nothing there.
And you know what happened, though, the year before? I bruised my chest. I took a shot in the chest. I bruised my sternum because the chest protector was so thin and not protective.
Do you have any souvenirs from that night?
Nope. 18 saves. I do remember, like, it was my first shutout. I have the puck at home on a plaque and everything.
So you do have something from it.
I do have something from it, but not like a souvenir in my mind.
What am I working with here on a regular basis?
Do you have souvenir? Honestly. Souvenirs in Vegas, I know we can get them, but I take it like memories. Like, do I have any memories from it? I think that's how I took it. And I don't remember the game very much. I either was great in a 15-save win in Atlanta, or I completely sucked against the Atlanta Thrashers. So that was one or the other.
Yeah, well, that's Sabres history, so you're not alone in that. There have been some tough losses to
and
Atlanta.
And Max always played well against the Thrashers, though. He was really good.
Future Thrasher.
He was a future Thrasher, yes, but he always was good. I was terrible.
Oh, boy. Birthdays. Grant Ledyard.
Ledgy.
Yes. Happy birthday, Grant Ledyard.
He's such a, like, what a guy. He was one of those, I didn't even really play with him, but we lived not far from each other. And Clarence always got to see him and Lisa, and it was awesome and loved to see him.
Grant allegedly is 64. I have a tough time believing that.
He looks like he's 45.
Pat Kane is 37. Peter Sikora is 49.
Okay. That's, I mean, Pat Kane can keep playing.
Your prediction for tonight?
5-1, Sabres.
Glad you added the last word. We'll see you at 7 tonight.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.